Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Keller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Sleater. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lou Sleater. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Satchel Paige. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paige fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Keller and he is safe. Zarrilla steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyke moves to third. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh takes first base on ball four. Moss moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Dyke scores. Moss scores. Marsh goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Keller reaches second base with a double. Vernon moves to third. Frank Campos pinch hits for Luis Leiter. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Johnson now pitching. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators won. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keller hits a fly ball into center field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0-for-1 in the game. Paige strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Busby moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Jensen scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Zerilla takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Cass Michaels. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Al Zerilla now playing left field. Jim Dyke now playing third base. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Cohn steals second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker bunts towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Cohn moves to third. One out. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Don Johnson. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Young takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0-for-2 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kane now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jensen moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Kane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Baker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Singh moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Keller settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Keller. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Neiman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Browns. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Hoderlein pinch hits for Floyd Baker. Mel Hoderlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlein hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Grasso pinch hits for Hal Keller. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grasso for the out. Two outs. Kenwood pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Kenwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Hoderlein now playing second base. Mickey Grasso now catching. Tom Farrick now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Young reaches second base with a double. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second, with Runnels covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With 4 walks. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-4 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Runnels hits a line drive into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.